All right, fantastic. Back live over the internet through BBS Radio. Happy Monday to you all. Today it is the 29th of June 2020. A Monday evening wild card, 1 hour show with Winfrey and Terry Brown located in Sedona, Arizona. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. And we have several people here. Just another person joining in. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Debbie, California.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Debbie, California.
Hi, Dawn. How you doing?
Hi. I'm in Ohio.
Hello, Dawn. Welcome.
Hi, hi, everybody.
Hi, Dawn.
And Mary Aline is here.
Hi, Mary Aline.
Hi, Mary Aline.
That's my little son.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Okay.
But I heard Shirley. Is Shirley there?
And Shirley.
Hi, everybody.
Giggles.
Ohio double represented.
And I heard maybe Tom or Cecil.
There is another caller here still as well. Feel free to say name or location.
But
only if you want to. We definitely welcome you. All right. Hello and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Greetings, hi from Sedona.
Hello, Raiden. I picked you up, but barely. Thank you for being here.
Oh, can you hear me more now?
A little bit better, yes.
Okay, great. I'll mute myself.
Positive greetings to you, brother.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, everyone. I unmuted. Hi, Dawn.
Good evening and welcome to the Monday evening call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, this is Jeannie.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, thank you. Hi, hi, Dawn.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, everybody.
All right. And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Happy Monday. Welcome to this show, Winfrey and Terry Brown. They will hopefully be here shortly. And if you are fairly new to this, I want you to know that we do our daily Whole Planet Healing conference call starting at 7 p.m. Pacific, only for telephone you can participate, and the phone number is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513#. You can find the information also at the website wholeplanethealing.com. 712-770-4340, access code 250-513#. At the Whole Planet Healing Call, we first gather, talk around a little bit. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Julian Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
So as we do with the Whole Planet Healing Call, we gather, we talk around for a bit. Then we mute the phone lines. Win either reads an excerpt from usually the channeled material, or he plays a recording. whereafter we do a planetary visualization, winning the lead. Usually, sometimes we do with an open mic. We had someone else joined in here. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. You. Welcome.
Hi, hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. Hello.
And as I was talking about the planetary visualization, we put issues like the earthquakes, global unrest, whatever is going on, peace between countries. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Yes, Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi.
You come in under the name Brown Terry.
Well, masquerading.
I think so. Well, thank you for being here, Wynn.
I don't know why that is, but it's good anyway.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, wait. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. And I see we have Raiden and Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
How are you doing in this pandemic?
I'm surviving.
How's your daughter?
She took a spill with her bicycle the other day. And
uh-oh.
Kind of. But she had her helmet on and long sleeves. And
okay.
She just got a little bit stiff. But she's doing pretty good. And I've just been trying to hold space for both my daughters. And
mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yes. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location. But also to you, only if you want to, we welcome you.
You know, our Monday calls are like the insider calls.
Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please share a giggle.
Took me long enough to find the right number.
All right. I'm glad you're here, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
And the next person, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Phyllis in Squim, Washington.
Welcome, Phyllis.
Thank you.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Don. Hello.
Is Terry on yet?
Yep.
Hi, Terry. Let's see how fast she can unmute. Is that you?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Were you unmuting?
No, I had to unmute.
You had to unmute.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, this is our wild card night, and I got something cool I'd like to try. I hope Lauren comes on. What time is it, Hayes?
Time is 6:09.
Mhm. Okay.
Can you shoot Lauren a text?
I could. He usually comes on. He doesn't. He hasn't missed calls. You know, it's not important. I wasn't. I would.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Cecil from Seattle.
Hello, Cecil.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi. Is that Don?
The same.
The one and only.
All right. Hi's?
Yes.
Let's get started, okay?
All right. So thank everyone for being here. Also those folks listening in online through BBS Radio.
Muted.
June the 29th, and I got the dings.
The recording has started.
This is Monday, June 29th, and everyone's unmuted, except for the guys on BBS. So we welcome you all, and as if you're here, you probably know, this is a call, and I call it our wild card night. Actually, very good things happen on Monday, but it's not doesn't have the sizzle of our other calls. But nonetheless, if you're here, don't go, because I have something interesting to share. And I had an insight. Like everyone on this call, I believe, understands the idea of other densities. Am I right?
Yes.
Only one person understands.
I understand the idea of it.
That's because we're muted.
Mm. We are muted, Wynn.
Oh, everyone's muted?
Yes.
Unmute them.
Here we go.
Unmuted.
How many of you?
As loud as I could.
Okay, thank you. I thought, oh my God, no one's going to talk to me. Okay. Let me ask the question. Let me ask the question again. How many of you are confused by the idea of other densities?
Well,
yeah, sometimes.
Not so much confused.
I'd like to know the difference between density and dimension.
Well, a different vocabulary for the same thing. Although
oh, no.
The Ra group... The Ra group said that density is the word they want to use. And I can understand why. Okay? And I had a way of... I was contemplating this. And this thought has crossed my mind before. But it was very clear the last time I was thinking about it, and I thought it might be a way to make the idea simpler and even make it easier to connect with higher densities. Maybe. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if I've ever heard anyone express this like this, but it came up when I was talking about the Christ consciousness being in sixth density. And Lauren interrupted and said, no, no, it's everywhere. Well, I mean, our sources specifically said 6 density. But without going into it like it's a debate, like, is it everywhere or is it at 6 density? I just got triggered on a whole mindset that I was thinking about it, and I think it's an accurate. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Lynn. It's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
I thought you
turned it off.
You didn't mute the dings?
I did. I thought I did. Let me redo.
Okay. All right.
This is Roger. Can I say something?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I left the lines open.
We associate the word density with physical matter, and I think that's what is part of the confusion factor.
That confuses it, you mean?
Yeah, the word density we associate with physical matter.
Yes, I know.
And that's low density in terms of the spiritual aspect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying the rock group likes the word density, and I think I know why. Okay? But let me try it. Let me try to explain this way of looking at it. I want to see if you guys, it gives you any cognitions. All right? Sometimes I use the analogy of water, ice, and steam, okay? All the same material, but you could say different densities of the same material, okay? Now, the building block of the universe is something called toroid wave radiation. That's one word that's used. Now, if you're making noise, the lines are open, and so we don't have a big group here today. It's good to have the lines open, because the people that come on Monday are the people that have really listened to everything, or most things that we do. And I don't know about on BBS. I hope we don't. You can call BBS up if you have a question, okay? I don't know the numbers on the website. Okay.
I think it was me making noise. I apologize.
Well, how did you do that?
How did I make the noise?
Or yeah.
How did I apologize?
No. How did you make the noise?
I was moving something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it wasn't me.
It wasn't you. You weren't making that with your mouth and squeaking, right?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. So if we take the basic building block of the entire universe, which we do talk about, radiating from the center of the universe through everything, ending up on Earth, and it's passing through, you could use, whether you use the word dimensions or densities, it passes through it all, okay? And the Ra group says there's 8 densities. Some people say there's 13. They also say that each density represents a note on the musical scale, which there's 8 notes. They used to tell Terry she should play middle C, because that's the earth realm, this density, and it would help her ground. I don't know if she did it. Do you remember them saying that, Terry?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
And I bought one of those singing bowls that was tuned to C. John, not Tittle, Brook.
John Sanborn?
Yeah.
That was before we were doing these calls, right?
I know. But it wasn't the Elohim that came in. It was a council of light that came in and said that to me.
Oh, that was when you were going to Cheryl Taylor's channelings, right?
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least they're consistent, right?
Yeah.
So everything is made of this radiation that comes from the center of the universe and in different forms. And obviously, the reason density is used is because it gets more and more, as it gets into the lower realms, it gets more and more compacted, so to speak. In the higher realms, it's very loose, like the water to steam analogy. Well, actually, it should be ice to water to steam. Well, those are only three forms. But now there's eight forms of the way this energy gets compacted. And somehow, as it gets compacted, the nature of time changes. And in the higher realms, it's dispersed enough that the higher the realm goes, the more the consciousnesses in that realm can grok each other. Like in the Elohim realm, and they said, we just know everything about everyone because it's transparent in that realm. Now, when you start to look at the universe as a hologram, then all of these formations of this toroid wave radiation are creating form and time as it goes down the ladder. And if it's a hologram, then you could say it was an artificial construct of the one infinite creator, starting with the one infinite creator, then with the Elohim, and then all the different levels. And we here on Earth are in the third density or 3D, except a human consciousness has the ability to expand into other densities. Now, most of us, if we do that, we don't necessarily have the ability to see what's in other densities. But we do notice that time can change. And I've pointed this out on our calls, that very often there's a time shift on the calls. And we can go 2 hours and it just flies by. To me, that's an indication that we are accessing energetically higher densities. Now, if the whole universe is a hologram, then you could say, now how do I, let me see if I can get this out clearly, that if we go into the highest truth, which we don't usually do, and if we do, we might do it for a moment, and we'll come back. But that's there in between everything else we do. And I'm creating the theory here. I don't think it's a theory. I think it's actually the truth, but I'll say it's a theory. That everything exists everywhere. Somebody's knocking at the door, I think.
I'll get it.
Okay. Which means that right where you are, these dimensions and densities are not far away. It's only far away in the illusion of the entire reality of the universe. But in fact, in the higher truth, you are in the middle of all the densities right now. And it's a matter of escaping from the illusions of this realm and tapping into a higher density in the moment. And when I think about that, I start to shift my consciousness because I'm not thinking it's far away. I'm not thinking I have to go somewhere or I have to astral travel or I have to go somewhere to graduate this realm. In a sense, we're already graduated. Now, we still have the veil, so we can't directly perceive these other densities. And there's a huge conglomerate of consciousnesses keeping it all together, starting with the one infinite creator, to the Elohim, to the angelic realms, to the Ra group, to all the deceased people who are floating around waiting for another experience in a physical body. And, you know, as we have been doing channelings, and occasionally we've talked to some beings who had bodies and died, and we mentioned it, in specific, Robin Williams, Michael Jackson, and Terry, who was the newscaster on 60 Minutes?
Morley Schaefer.
Yeah, Morley Schaefer, right. And, you know, it was a mystery. Why and how did these guys come into our space? Because we weren't looking for them. And in some or most of the cases, they said they could pick up our soul stream, and that they had been trying to talk to people. They had been floating around in the astral, going to this person and that person that they knew, and they were very frustrated that nobody could hear them, even though they could hear the person. So, as I'm talking, I can feel that energy moving into those streams. And I can feel the energy shifting around me. And I had to conclude, you know, in every case where we talk to somebody, I looked at it like, are we really talking to that person? And I would ask some questions, enough questions, till I became fairly sure that it was the person we were talking to. And then on some of our calls, someone asks Terry to look in to someone on the other side. Now, it seems to me when Terry does that, she does it because the person that's asking, who had a connection with the person on the other side, is carrying that person's frequency. And Terry can pick it up. Who's making all that noise? Terry, are you making noise? Are you there, Terry?
Yeah. Hello?
Okay. Oh, I hear you. Okay. So,
yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And that is, you have the ability to do this. Am I explaining it from your perspective in a correct manner? That the way you, when a person asks a question about a deceased person, that you pick them up or they bring them in, they bring their frequency in, and you're able to interface with it?
Me and them together, and the Elohim and Ra group and me, and we go and from the person is saying something usually about the person that is deceased, like they're the uncle or the father or some relation or a friend or something, and the name, and it all has a certain vibration. It hooks it into the soul vibration of the being, and then we go there, and we just see where the person is at. Like oftentimes, like if they've just passed, they're staying near the body, or they don't really know. Sometimes they have passed, and they're still trying to fight to heal the body. Yeah. And sometimes they know, and they're with great relief because they're the pain, they aren't in the pain anymore. And the situations are just all different. Each one is a different situation.
Right. Well, they're all in different places, okay?
Yeah, and some of them are aware. Philomena, when we went to Philomena, Philomena could talk back and forth to us, but some of them aren't aware enough to be able to talk back and forth. They aren't even aware we're there.
Now, suppose I went to the obituary column in the newspaper, and I picked a name, and I said, Terry, can you contact this person? I don't think you'd be able to do it. We never tried it. I don't know if I want to try it.
We never tried it, but we usually it's the connection is the person that you're asking about the person that passed away, and mm-hmm. there's a bigger connection there through that person. Mm-hmm. But sometimes Bonnie Penner's names people that are in the city where she is, they're passed away, and the relatives are asking. But then there's the energy of the relatives or whoever's asking, and it helps make a director to help to locate the person.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody was famous, that a famous person has their energy in the collective, which means everyone might feel like they know them, right?
Uh-huh.
Which means if you, with a famous person, if you had known them and felt their energy, then we haven't tried this, but you might be able to contact a person. Like
well,
that.
I every now and then, if, like Saint, like Mother Teresa, when she passed, I just attempted to go and see, you know, if there's any way I could help her at all, and they were giving her some kind of a parade. And she was, like, welcoming everybody, saying hello to everybody and everything.
But nobody could hear her, right?
Not right. Nobody could hear her.
And another thing Terry told me is that deceased people usually attend their own funerals.
That's
right. Is that right, Terry? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They usually do. We went to a funeral once. It was a cousin. He was a photographer, and as I was growing up, he always used to take family pictures and stuff like that. And so I went to his funeral, and he was there. And, like, he had the image of his body, just the same 3D image, but it was transparent. And he walked up to me, and he thanked me for coming. And then I got a little it's like I wanted to hug him, and then it just offset everything. He kind of wasn't sure how to proceed, and he kind of lost his balance. And so I backed up, tried to disconnect. But he was really sweet, you know. It's like, well, thank you very much for coming and everything.
Okay. So right now, in the highest truth, we are all at the center of the universe. Because everything else is part of an illusion. It doesn't mean that stuff stops to exist. It does. The illusion still exists. And you're still stuck in a body. But your consciousness is in the center of the universe. Potentially. Or maybe really, but you just can't access it. And I remember when I was hitchhiking, and that was the most profound experience for me when I was hitchhiking at that time, because I let go of the physical realm. I let go of anchor points. And I was traveling around with my astrology books and my guitar. And I used them as ways of interfacing with reality. And I became a really interesting person for other people. And I would do little readings for them. And one of the phenomena I experienced then, which really blew me away, was I would be hitchhiking, and somebody would pick me up, and they had a certain astrological combination, like an Aries man and a Cancer woman, for example. And they would drop me off, and I would wait sometimes 2 or 3 hours for a ride. And when I finally got another ride, it was another Aries man and a Cancer woman. And then they would drop me off, and I get another Aries-Cancer combination. And occasionally it would be just Taurus men. And I was observing this, and I said, how does this work? How can the universe cause what would seem to be a totally random event to have a pattern like that? And how does astrology work? And I go back now and look at it, and I think I can understand it now. That was only one example of the phenomena that was happening. But it feels like I had let go of the patterns that we normally are bound by in this realm. And some of them are astrological patterns. And although astrological patterns would seem to be bigger than other patterns, because you're dealing with all the planets and the constellations, and I had the idea that I was going above astrology, and that when you have a certain consciousness, you're holding space above astrology, so it spins underneath you. And it's like I was becoming one. I don't know if I could say I was one with the universe. That might be too big a step. But I was becoming one with energy flows in higher dimensions. And I ask questions about this when we're doing channelings, because it was such a mystery to me to, like prior to that, I wouldn't even believe those things were possible. Maybe I read about them, but I certainly said, this can't happen for me. And there it was happening. And then another thing was, and this one I still don't completely understand. You know, I remember Daphne and I were together and driving back from somewhere, and we were in Ventura, California. And we did a channeling, and it was one of those times when we did a channeling where I was expecting to talk to the Elohim, and suddenly a voice came through, and it identified itself as Nefertiti, and was talking to me through the conscious, you know, as from Nefertiti, and talking to me as I was her husband. And I already had a strong feeling about that past life. But that was kind of mind-blowing. And I'm saying, well, if she was Nefertiti, how could Nefertiti be talking to me? And I asked that as a question. In the question, the way they answered it, as I remember it, they said, every lifetime leaves a track that's still individualized from the next lifetime and the next lifetime. So if you tap into a track, then that track can talk to you and can talk to you from the space of who you were in that past epoch of time. Is this making sense to you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that in truth, you are the center of the universe. Or you may not be experiencing that. You may have never experienced it. But it's potentially possible. And to get into those realms, you have to give up, let go of your anchor points, which keep you. Do you understand the principle of anchor points?
No.
I do. Well, let me put it in the way that I understand it. You're in a body, and you're on Earth. And you ground yourself in this realm with anchor points. It's kind of like your home could be an anchor point. Your wife could be an anchor point. Your children could be an anchor point. Your family could be an anchor point. You have all these strings of energy that go outside of you and hold you in a matrix with all your anchor points. And that's not bad. That's not good. It's just the way it works. But when I started hitchhiking, and it was a little scary, I let go of all my anchor points. And suddenly, it was like I was flying around in the physical from another, anchored in another realm. And the physical reality was moving in a way that I didn't even think was possible. Okay? And normally, we're always We want anchor points. I mean, anchor points keep us from flying off. You need anchor points to be in this realm to function. But if you can let go of your anchor points, you can start to access higher realms. You don't have to let go of them permanently. Probably if somebody has really learned how to meditate, during a meditation, their anchor points release and they start moving to a higher consciousness. Does that make sense about anchor points?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Terry can be very frustrating sometimes because it's hard to get her to have an anchor point. And, you know, when for years when I knew her, I said, oh, my God, she's a space cadet. And yet, because she doesn't hold on to her anchor points, on one hand, the house can be a mess and it doesn't affect her. It may affect her a little bit, but, you know, she'll put something down and it stays there and doesn't move for weeks sometimes. She forgets where she put something. And she has this gift of being able to access the highest of realms seamlessly at a moment's notice. Does that sound right, Terry? I'm talking about you. Hello, Terry.
Hello. Hi. I was muted. I'm speechless. I think so.
You think so? But, you know, I mean, at one point, I went into total frustration about how she was. And I thought there was something wrong with her. And she was nuts. And now I realize that because she's that way, she has these phenomenal gifts that are so valuable to other people, and that I have to help compensate for those parts of her or work around them. And just be accepting, because it's really hard for her. And not judge her, which I don't. Not usually. I could sometimes, you know. And it's just, you know, I was going to do a channeling and ask them about this, and maybe I'll do it at another time if I remember. Does that idea of being at the center of the universe give you guys any aha experiences?
Well, I don't think I'm at the center of the universe. I'm at the center of my own universe.
Well, there is the point is that the universe is a hologram. So there's no such thing as space. Space is an illusion of the hologram. So if there's no such thing as space, where you are right now, you could, sometimes I think of it this way, that I have all these layers of dimensions around me. and I'm in the center of them. And there's the Ra group, and there's the Elohim group, and there's this other group. And I think that I may not be a channel, although I have gotten messages, and perhaps I could develop it. But I'm holding the hologram, or the expansion energetically into these higher dimensions, or higher densities. Well, some people listening don't like the word density, and some people don't like the word dimension. You know, the dimension is a little confusing. Density is more accurate describing the amount of compactness that the frequencies have of the one infinite creator as it moves through all the densities. And who's my Phyllis, you're making a lot of noise. Should I mute you?
Oh, I am. Sorry.
So it's kind of like when I hold that space, you know, I use that image of being in New York and driving through New York City with a bunch of people on a conference call. And it's like I was in New York, but I wasn't in New York, okay? My consciousness was not in New York very much. And I was flying around with all the people holding the group energy on the call. Right now, we're all on this call, and there's a level where in between what I'm saying, there's that energy, there's a presence, and that on some level, we've all expanded into encompassing in some way. We're not in.
We need to.
We're not in different. Wait a second. I got to mute my eyes now. There we go. We go to that place in the matrix, in the hologram, where there's affinity and connection, and we can blend with each other, and we don't feel separated. Right now, we've created that space, and you know what? It's 6:57.
This is what I planned to tell you.
Oh, okay. I know. I was watching. So I don't know if that was interesting, but I wanted to talk about it. And, you know, it's a way of looking at things that when I start thinking that way, I start to let go of this realm, and I go into a state of mind. And some of you have that experience in your own way. So in any case, we're going to end this call. We're going over to Whole Planet Healing, and we'll see you in a moment. Thanks for listening.
This session is no longer being recorded.
On PBS Radio, I see you're still here on live on the Internet. You can go to the Whole Planet Healing call by dialing 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound. 712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound. Thank you so much. You are no, a good thing, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you from Seattle.
I just wanted to mention, if you're on BBS Radio and you feel the energies of this call, it's like a whole planet healing call. We do every day. And I know the people that are attending are actually shifting their matrices and their perceptions, changing their life. So try it out. On that note, we'll see you all later. God bless you.